best one, and then to a girl, what to do with guy? Best one. The only if you can only give one, what would you say? Name a point in your life you felt the most accomplished or successful. Oh, such a wholesome question.
Yeah. Awesome, awesome, yes.
We must have a mix, right? Cannot be all. Okay, name a point in your life. Actually, there are two points. One was when I quit my corporate job to become an cabin crew.
Mm.
So since young, I have a dream of becoming a cabin crew. And then when I got in, I took a pay cut and I felt very accomplished.
Mm.
The second was when would this be under accomplished? This will be under accomplished. Second one was when I found out what I'm good at,
mm.
which is what I'm doing right now, and that was when I was like,
yeah,
there's a reason why. The universe gave me this face.
Mm.
And that's because it's meant to be used for something.
Yeah.
Do you remember that time I don't know whether we've spoken about this on YouTube before, but there was 1 week where we didn't do any recording or live stream because I fell on my face. Right.
Yeah.
And then I think some of you guys can still see like the mark here.
Yeah.
And then after I fell on my face, right, I don't know what prompted it, but something came to me. It felt like if I was given my face and my brains for a reason,
mm.
and if I'm not going to use it, mm. then it would be taken away.
Yeah.
So I felt like that was the message that I was being given, mm, right?
That's because, very deep.
Because I fell on my face, and mm. it was like, to be frank, I mean, people would prefer to look at a pretty girl than a not so pretty girl, right, on screen, mm. to be. Yeah, this is just the way it works. So it's like you're given this for something, and if you don't use it, then mm. bye. Okay, so the one that she got is the best sex tip that she mm. can give. Okay, how about you give a best sex tip to
everything is best for me.
No, to okay. a guy and to a girl.
To a guy, what to do with a girl? Okay,
the best one, and then to a girl, what to do with a guy? Best one. The only if you can only give one, what would you say?
Okay, for girl, no, for guy, want to do for the girl, whatever girlfriend they have. I think the best sex tip for the guy is listen to your girlfriend and care of her emotional, especially when it go to the cycle of period, when it start and when it end, if you always want to have a good sex.
Yes, emotional
because
is very important.
If you really, really know how to tap on that, then sometimes just listen. Don't have to do anything, you know. If she say anything, yeah, baby, listen but be present. I don't know. You can do it. Filter in your brain, half present, half not present. Sometimes you just want to release it. And if you really did that well, you definitely will.
You will be rewarded handsomely.
Right? Yeah. So that's my tip for
this
guys.
This is something that a lot of guys don't know.
Yeah, they don't know. They think they know girl, but they don't know. We don't need your D inside our vagina
physical,
every night.
Yeah.
We would love to, but we're not like just doing it, right? We have emotional need, and that is our weakness, but also our strength as a lady. Mm. That's why we're so strong together as a woman, because we can share emotional conversation together. We can have a lady night, and we can bring all that out, and tomorrow we're strong again together because we can release this. So that is our strength and also our weakness.
Mm.
So if you can tap that will be good for you. So for girl, I would suggest one thing, that just learn how to DJ, okay?
Oh,
because
yeah.
a lot of girl, when I'm talking about this topic, they will tell me like, ew, disgusting and all that.
Why
like,
is it disgusting? It saves you so much work.
I get that's where it come from, because you have not come to the point of love someone that you do things to please them. And then feel the reward after you please someone. You get what I mean? Of course I know it's like freaking sometimes it's so big deep in your throat.
It's not just that, because maybe you feel like this is where the urine comes from also and things like that.
No, I don't think it's because of that. No. Because of the smell, and if you feel your boyfriend
smell,
hygiene is not clean properly, then tell him go and what's his bowl, wash, you know, what's his, like, just open conversation.
It's very simple.
It.
If you tell a guy that if you wash your D, I will suck
yeah,
you,
yeah.
he will wash immediately.
Yeah, that's
he
it.
He will run so, to the toilet.
Correct. So don't ever be silent in it and learn how to appreciate it, because it's just skin, like skin and skin. You know, you touch someone, it's the same. If you love someone, you should do it. And I say, why I say you should learn how to do it, because if you don't do it, he will go and someone else will do it for him anyway. Yeah, he will go with you normally. And you were like, wow, why I need to bend down to do that for a man? So do him. Why he need to please you? Why he need to listen to you an hour of conversation?
Talk nonsense, crying,
then sad.
Next month say the same thing again.
Exactly. So it's just a special need from both. A person is different. And yes. I think that's the one of the things. And it's, to be honest, sometimes there you doesn't feel like you want to have it, and sometimes it's just less
that's
than 2 minutes.
That's why I
so
say
you make a work done.
That's
really.
Why I say it makes the job a lot easier.
Easier, it's so fast, it's so quick, and sometimes you're like, oh, that's
if,
it. That's
if,
easy.
No, if you are good, you can make it
very quick. Yeah, and also it's enjoyable for your partner if you love them. I think it's time for you to
very
learn.
Enjoyable.
Yeah, but that's conversation most people don't have.
So we enjoyable.
So yeah. Yeah.
that's a very tip. Excellent tips from
you like my tip? You like
please
my tip?
Please screenshot.
Oh, you like my tip?
Please
you like
record.
My tip?
Okay. Raunchiest.
Why raunchy?
Okay. Let me explain. Raunchiest means like the naughtiest, dirtiest, the...
Dirty?
Not dirty.
Okay,
not dirty in the sense of like physically dirty.
Like shit and urine and all that?
No, okay. Like the dirty mind kind of dirty.
What's that mean?
Do you know what you mean by somebody has a dirty mind?
No.
Oh my goodness.
Dirty mind is can be like, I look at you or like, I have a naughty talk with you.
So raunchiest basically is like the most, the naughtiest one. Naughtiest.
Oh my God, I don't know this word. Sorry, guy. I'm not on this. Okay, so something new to learn.
But I cannot say this. I think my husband would throw a fit. Anyway. Let me just Google raunchier so that you can look it
maybe
up.
Maybe he don't even watch our video anymore since he's so busy. So yeah.
Yeah, but he may watch it later on. You never know.
Oh no.
Share and subscribe. And we will see you guys at the next episode of Spice and Nice.
I am Amanda Spice.
And I'm Denise Nice. Bye.